Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We will get to the Jackie Baseball Report in moments. Ike, one thing I've noticed as we were taking the calls on Jimmy Butler, and, you know, we opened up the show, me begging the Sixers not to bring Jimmy Butler back. Absolutely not. Ike would be in favor of it. Jack would be in favor of it as well. So much of the response is not even really Butler related. It's that people seem to not be willing to give this offseason a chance, almost. You know, like, a lot of it is about the direction, and we've gotten a few calls about Embiid and so on and so forth. I guess it's not surprising given the amount of failures they've had over the years, but it is sort of interesting to me that people don't even think in just a very general way that there's anything that they can do this offseason that will make them a title contender. Like, I feel that vibe a little bit, that this is all hopeless anyway.
Yeah, and I disagree with that. Now, obviously, if the big fella isn't where he needs to be next year, then sure. But maybe that's how fans are looking at it. Like, what difference does it make? Embiid's not going to be available. That's not how the Sixers should be looking at it. That's not how we're looking at it. We're assuming, all things being equal, he's healthy. Maxie is healthy. We'd like to have another wing, or I know I would like to have another perimeter player, wing player that's a little bigger, that can get his own shot, and can also play defense. Love Maxie, but we saw where there's some limitations to his game and how he can sort of be taken out. But if you're 6'6", 6'7", you have the ability to rise up over people and get your shot versus at 6'2".
Sure. So he has to work. Maxie has to work so hard for every single shot.
Yes.
But when you're, to your point, if you're Paul George and you're 6'7", you can
low
just shoot
post player, ISO, knows. And listen, Paul George has a bag. I mean, when you watch Paul George, like, honestly, when you watch Paul George's highlights and his skill set, you see a top five NBA player.
Sure.
Like that's what I see when I see Paul George in his prime. Obviously not at 34 years old. But you can add that. Jimmy Butler, to me, not as skilled or smooth as Paul George. But I think Jimmy Butler has more of a dog mentality to him that you sort of need that as well late in the game. LeBron brings everything with him. And sometimes it's too much.
Right. like you don't want everything.
Yeah, you got to do so much when LeBron's on your team to fit around him and the way he likes to play. I don't know if he's coming in being a third wheel in this triangle.
No, Bronny's going to be the second wheel. LeBron's going to be the first wheel. Do you want Jimmy Butler back on the Sixers? 215-592-9494. But now we check in with our baseball guy about the best baseball team in Major League Baseball. It is time for the Jackie Baseball Report. Oh, yeah. There we go.
That's exactly right.
What do you got, Fritz?
Listen, we got a freaking off night tonight, which stinks. You know, they got to go down to Miami, a place they've kind of stunk.
And it's kind of like two off nights.
I know.
Because they played in the daytime yesterday.
Don't you cherish the off night a little bit?
Nah. I can watch them every night.
baseball
guy. Already miss him. So first thing in the baseball, Jackie Baseball Report today. How about last seven games for this player? Batting .308, .857 OPS. Can you name that player?
Casty.
Yeah. Vic Fangio brought him up earlier.
Yeah.
Maybe. Just maybe.
It's starting to turn a little.
Starting to come out of this
thing. You know what I've noticed from him a little bit, though? And again, I have not watched him game to game over the last couple of years, so I don't know what he normally looks like. It feels like he's got like 15% less pop when he hits it hard than I would like him to hit it. Like, there's been a couple of shots he's hit. I'm like, oh, that's a home run. Mm-hmm. And it falls 15 feet short. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, it's always held him back from being a 30 to 35 home run guy at his peak. Like, yeah. He's always been more 20s yeah. with a lot of doubles.
Got it. Okay. And he's had three doubles in the last mm-hmm. week or three or four doubles, whatever.
I mean, it took him a month to break the seal, but now it's just it's flowing.
And listen, we said with the team, it's unfair to expect all of them to be clicking at the same time.
Yep.
So you're going to have a few of the guys in the lineup that aren't hitting well. And then those guys that were hitting well, they're going to cool off a little bit. And this is where you need to have the other guys. So I'm looking at June Schwarber, obviously, on its way.
A month away.
Bryce, seems like he's starting to catch fire.
Yep.
And then you throw Casty in there. That's three bats. I mean, I'm not going to include Schwarber because Schwarber has been doing what he does.
Sure.
But from Casty and Bryce's standpoint, you know, Bryce more so earlier before this past week or two, you haven't really been getting the power surge of production from those guys. So maybe they're about to start carrying the load.
Well, it's funny because everyone's like, oh, well, once the offense starts clicking. No, 1-9's never clicking.
Never clicking at the same time.
It's not how it works. Nope. And the one name I'll throw in there, in addition to who you just threw out there, he's had a slow start to the year. We haven't talked about him. But Bryson Stott also slow as – because he should be a 280 to 290 guy. He's kind of trapped in the –
He's been around 240, right?
Yeah. And the interesting part about Casty and why I think this is a good sign, OPS is by month last year. It was .878, then down to .650. And then back up to .950, down to under .500. So maybe we're getting that Casty kind of upswing. He's pretty streaky. Replace Reese with Castellanos for the streakiness.
See, you wanted Topper to give him a day off, but it seems like the secret the entire time was no days off.
Well, again, he's like almost 2,500 games behind Ripken, so
he's not breaking that record.
Yeah, probably not. But they're gonna do their damnedest to get him there. Second thing I want to bring up, and let's get the disclaimer out there, the qualifier out there. We love Bryce.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Some bad nut hustling moments recently.
Yesterday specifically.
Listen, he hit it right to the second baseman, and I don't think he made it halfway down the first baseline. There's been more little lapses like that. He's the leader of the team, and he is the face of the franchise. And I don't like that version of Bryce. Like, Bryce hustling down to first base, moving first, like, that's the Bryce I want.
It's Nationals Bryce.
Little Nationals Bryce.
Yeah.
I agree with you on it.
And we were all watching the game together yesterday, and when he loafed it to first base.
Saw it.
Yeah, and he was mad about the call before it, which, by the way,
was a strike.
It was a strike, yeah. And it didn't look like a strike without the box, but then you saw the box. It was like it was in there. He was mad about that, and he let it affect him. Run into first base.
Yeah, and can't have it.
No.
Can't have it. You know, can't have it. Love him as a player, but you can't have it because it looks bad, quite frankly. It looks bad. And I'm not saying everybody else on the team is going to start doing it or what have you. Each guy is held individually accountable for what they do and their actions. But it looks bad when your best player in the face of the franchise is doing that regularly. And just can't have it. I don't need him to be Chase Utley. You know, I don't need him to be Chase Utley and run down there 100 miles per hour.
Because it could have affected his knees. And yeah. We want him to last.
Yeah, I'm not saying that. And even that one yesterday, I could sort of understand why he didn't do it. You hit it to the right side. It's there. You're frustrated. But the problem is that's not the first one. It's been a few of those.
Angelo would hold him accountable. Would have had four hours.
Sure, he would. Oh, yeah.
Wow, that's what the Jackie Baseball Report's here for. All about accountability. For those that say I don't hold the team accountable, there's that. But speaking of that, I just want to ask you, like, which is better here? I'm going to blind resume you, okay? Which is better? 30 games, .324 average, 11 home runs, 20 RBI. Pretty good, right? As in 30 games.
Okay.
Or is this better than 36 games, .236 average, 4 home runs and 16 RBI, which is better?
No, the first one.
Okay. Yeah. So that's Bryce Harper in the postseason.
Okay.
And the second is Mike Schmidt's career postseason numbers. Not great. Not great.
So let me ask you this. How many home runs has Bryce Harper hit in his career?
I don't know, like 320-ish.
Okay. And Mike Schmidt hit 548.
Sure.
So how many gold gloves has Bryce Harper had?
It'd be zilch.
Okay. And Mike Schmidt has 10.
I believe 10.
Mm-hmm. Right. And how many World Series championships does Bryce Harper have?
Bryce Harper has none.
Okay. And Mike Schmidt has?
One.
And how many MVPs does Bryce Harper have?
Two.
And Mike Schmidt has?
Four.
Okay. So, right. So I'm glad you have a 30-game sample. And by the way, in a completely different era.
Okay.
A 30-game sample.
That's also
Bryce Harper versus Mike Schmidt.
76 postseason, 77 postseason, 78 postseason, 80, and 83.
Well, then say it with your chest, Jack. Is Bryce Harper a better Philly than Mike Schmidt?
He's going to go down as a better Philly than Mike. He's a better Philly than Mike Schmidt.
Okay. Not today.
Yeah, he's not. It's a stupid
not
thing
today.
To say. Yeah, it's stupid. It's
crazy. Matters.
It's
one crazy. For 20 in the 1983 World Series, by the way.
Okay. Okay, let Bryce get back to the World Series again for the Phillies.
Do not crap on Mike Schmidt, Jack.
No, I just see if I can get Mr. Schmidt in there all fired up.
How many fanatic socks did Mike Schmidt wear? I think that's the real question.
Yeah, the now part, you got him going.
So part of the
how many times did Mike Schmidt give you a high five, Jack? I think
don't know.
Probably not as many as Bryce.
No.
Right?
Well, Bryce did look me in the eyes, the icy eyes, and it was like, that's my guy. You're so caught up in the better player. I know, yes. Mike Schmidt's a better player.
Okay, and he was only a Philly for his entire career.
I get that.
Which is incredibly meaningful. Bryce Harper's been here for 5 years.
Yeah.
Oh, it's been a great 5 years.
But Bryce is like, you know, in his bones. He's always been a Philly. You know what I mean?
See, that... I'm not.
Well, you see,
here's why I agree with Jack. You do realize
that Mike Schmidt was not beloved here, right?
Yeah, he's saying Bryce will definitely be the most beloved Philly ever.
That's a different question than better Philly.
Well, right. Hold on.
You're
like
saying
Jason
better Philly.
Jason Kelsey's not the best Eagle of all time. You can make the case that he's the best Eagles player of all time.
Right. Yeah,
you can make the case he's the best Eagle of all time.
Like, Jason Kelsey wasn't a better player in his position than Reggie, Dalk, Chuck Bednarik. You know, right?
But Jason Kelsey was here his entire career.
And Bryce was meant to be here
Bryce,
his entire career.
Honestly, Bryce, and here's the other thing that could happen for Bryce, and by the way, I'm hoping it doesn't. Mm-hmm. He's got a long contract, which, by the way, is going to get even longer and more expensive. And it is not impossible that the last five, Bryce Harper has been playing since he was 18 years old in Major League Baseball. He's got a lot of miles on him. It is not impossible that the last 5 or 6 years of this Bryce Harper career in Philadelphia mm-hmm. is ugly. I'm hoping it's not, but it's not impossible that it is. He's shown signs of his body breaking down already. He's been injured every single season over the last 3 years, missed significant time. There's all of these things. You're like the callers, like all he's got to do is have 10 more years of hitting 40 home runs a year. The rest of his career could be ugly. I don't know what the rest of his career is
going
to be.
And you're going against what has already been done.
Yes.
Yes, which isn't going to change. No, listen, he's not a better player than Mike Schmidt.
Of course not.
Yes. Yes, right now.
Right now.
Yes.
And absolutely, if Bryce Harper, for the next 8 years, hits 35 or 40 home runs a year
right.
and hits 550
right.
home runs
and
wins a World Series and wins another MVP, then okay, let's have the conversation. But largely, his career has been as a Washington National, mm-hmm. not a Philadelphia Philly. He's only been Joel Embiid has been a Sixer twice as long as Bryce Harper has been a Philly. Like, let's just... Let's
Bryce is way more beloved than Joel.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. But I'm just saying the time, it's been a very short. Bryce does not rank above Chase Utley. Bryce doesn't rank above Jimmy Rollins. Bryce doesn't rank above Ryan Howard. He doesn't. Maybe he will, but he doesn't right now.
Hmm.
He doesn't.
I'm with you. Listen, no, Jimmy's my favorite player of all time. No doubt. And Bryce is right there next to him.
Jack, he just does
Bryce,
it.
Bryce is right there next to him.
He knows it's going to get me. That's why he does it. I fall for it every time.
Well, and you know he is on his way to being the most beloved.
He's going to go down as the GOAT.
Yeah, you know that.
Yes, but I don't think it's impossible that that his body fails him during this
contract.
That is fair.
That is fair.
He plays the way that he played in Washington, even the way he swings the bat is violent, and he could have an having that weight of that contract on you. Look, right now we all love that we have him tied up. He doesn't have no out. There's no out for him. He has a no trade clause.
He does want more money, though.
He does want more money. and by the way, tacking on those years, all that does in the big picture, unless he is remarkably accomplished over the last 5 years, could have a negative effect on his legacy here. I'm just saying, let's let it happen before we say that it happened. That's all.
I'm just saying, this is a no-fly zone with Bryce negativity.
No, I'm not being negative.
You brought a lot in here today. You brought a lot in here today on Bryce.
I'm not negative on Bryce. I am positive on Bryce. He's a great player. He's been a great Philly. He's never broken from the pandering act. It is remarkable, and I hope he leads them to a World Series. I would love to celebrate a Phillies World Series victory. I'm just saying, when you're forcing me into a corner.
Because you're bringing up the greatest Philly ever.
Yes.
Yes. I feel you. That's what Jack does.
Let him earn it.
Jack does that to people.
Let him earn it.
Yeah.
Let him earn it.
I would say in 1987 they didn't view him as the greatest Philly ever. Like, Grubman's a great player, but I don't know if they were. Again, Mike Schmidt was not beloved here. It's okay.
Well, but.
Like, McNabb wasn't beloved here.
You're 12 years old. You weren't even here when Mike Schmidt was playing.
I know about it, though.
Mike Schmidt was popular. He wasn't beloved in the way that Bryce is, but he also didn't march around begging for it like Bryce does. Like,
there you go again.
Well, no.
Going right down. We just laid out. Listen, you can do your little Bill of Spike nonsense.
Well, no, but.
There's a Bill of Jack and Ike.
Yes, yeah. Bryce is a no-fly zone.
J-Roll was polarizing when he was here, and after time, people learned to appreciate how great he was.
And people now have gotten there with Ryan Howard.
Ryan Howard was polarizing when he was here. Cole Hamels was polarizing when he was here. Just because everybody doesn't love you doesn't mean that you are not a great player. Donovan McNabb, who we all agree is the best quarterback in Eagles history, is a great Eagle, was polarizing when he was here. And here's another thing that everybody forgets. Allen Iverson was incredibly polarizing for the last few years of his career here, which in was part of why he was traded. Charles Barkley was polarizing when he was here. That what Mike Schmidt's aura in Philadelphia is not singular to Mike Schmidt as a great player in Philadelphia. I would say if we're looking at in the time of their popularity, more players were like Schmidt in Philadelphia then players were like Utley, who the only time I ever remember.
Well, Utley was definitely an outlier.
Yeah. the only time Utley I ever remember was when he missed the beginning of the season because of the knee stuff. Yep. And he had. Do you remember that?
Yep.
And
it's the only time he ever got any type of criticism. I think that was 2009 or 2010.
No, I think it was even later.
Yeah, that was like 12, 13.
Was
it 12?
12 or 13.
Oh, so that was after the. Yeah, you're right. It didn't happen during the time they were actually winning all those games. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So that's all. He had
that weird thing with his knee. I don't know what that was with Chase.
Well, did he go overseas? Like, I forget.
Like
did he go to where Kobe went? And then it didn't work?
What's funny is that stuff is legal here now. Stuff here now. Yeah.
Yeah, he's trying to blackball my guy.
Yeah. He
knocked when LeBron went to Miami.
And by the way, I do like Bryce now.
You didn't seem conflicted in there. Like, I think we got you in a corner now.
But I like Bryce. I did not like Bryce when he got here, but he won me over 100%. I told him that to his face, by the way.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I'm not a coward.
I think he won a lot of people over.
Yes, 100%. Yeah. But I think there needs to be, I think people right now, because all they do is stare at the internet all day long, they are prisoners of the moment. And what I don't want to do is lose perspective of how great the greatest players were here in Philadelphia, players that actually won at the highest level, and Mike Schmidt, who was not only the greatest Philly ever, but as I said, the greatest player at his position of all time.
A-Rod played third base for a long time.
Oh, come on.
660, by the way.
Yeah. A-Rod is not the greatest third baseman of all time. He didn't play third base his entire
For 11 career. Years he did.
That was half of his career.
Well, it's because of Jeter.
Yeah, because you're fraud.
Is what it is. And by the way, you want to talk
Let
about
me ask you, something.
You want to talk about polarizing?
Yeah.
A-Rod is hated by
damn near everybody.
Yeah.
Sure, I agree.
Except for me.
Yeah, well, of course.
Well, you know what's interesting? In New York, the people that I would say 35 and younger, maybe 40 and younger, all actually like A-Rod.
Like A-Rod?
Yeah, yeah, there's an age split on A-Rod.
Well,
it's like
Giglio. Giglio, when he used to do overnight shows, would just say A-Rod's better than Jeter. And WFM would light on fire.
I'm sure. Yeah.
But hold on. Like, all right.
Yeah.
Final thing on this.
Okay.
You agree that Reggie White's better than Jason Kelce?
Yes.
Well, what are we saying?
Like, all right, but what I'm saying is I know Mike Schmidt's a better player.
He's saying Reggie White is a greater player than Jason Kelce, but he's not.
But Jason Kelsey's the best Eagle of all time.
He wouldn't have.
And
yes.
I know Schmidt's great. I'm not discrediting Schmidt at all.
But hold on, you can finish your thought. But if you did if you took a poll of our callers, 100 of them, I guarantee you at least 50% of them would say that Reggie White was a better Eagle than Jason Kelce. That would not be what you're saying it is. I know you think that everybody would say Kelce, but Reggie White was incredibly beloved here. It seems like he played longer here, even though he only played half of his career and he didn't win here. So I'm just saying that just because one player is better at his peak than another player, and by the way, I'm not even agreeing that Bryce Harper at his peak was ever better than Mike Schmidt. I still don't think he is at his peak better than Mike Schmidt. Mike Schmidt was leading the league in home runs and the best defensive third baseman in the league. Come on.
Yeah.
Just because he was mopey, we have a lot of mopey people here.
By the way, Reggie White's best years were here.
We're here.
Oh, 21 sacks in 12 games.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's unheard of.
Coming up next, this might be the only thing, by the way, that me and my dad agree on is that it's Mike Schmidt.
Well, Ruben Amaro agrees with me.
Yeah, I know. I heard that he said that.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. It's just, he sees Bryce all the time.
Well, but still, though.
Disrespectful of
baseball,
Ruben.
Yeah.
I love Ruben. Hired Ruben.
You're kind of disrespecting him right now.
He was disrespecting Mike Schmidt. I think it's maybe because he sees Bryce all the time. Maybe he has a relationship with Bryce better than his relationship with Mike. I don't know. It seems like a lunacy to say it. Speaking of lunacy, the new Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings are next. So you will find out, A, if there's been a shift in the rankings, and B, I can tell you this. Somebody on this show is campaigning for a change in the rules to the Eagles Insider of the Year voting. We will find that out next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Everybody's favorite power ranking of the week. the Eagles Insider of the Year. Normally Wednesdays at 4:30, but we had the Phillies game yesterday, so we're doing it today. We will do it in a moment. We're talking about Jimmy Butler, whether you want him to come back. I say no. Jack and Ike say yes. 215-592-9494. Wayne, you also say no. Why no?
Because I know that's not better for the, that's not good for the overall best interest of the team long term. I don't want Jimmy Butler. You got to go with somebody. If you're going to get a superstar, get a young superstar. My preference would be somebody like a Luka Doncic.
Oh, man. Anthony Edwards? Yeah, like Anthony Edwards or Luka Doncic?
Yeah.
Yeah, Luka Doncic. And Luka Doncic is friends with Joel, too. Mm-hmm. But I was even thinking a backcourt partner for Tyrese. Somebody like Josh Giddey that can handle the ball and also shoot. So, you know, people have to guard you a little bit differently. I don't want Jimmy Butler. Well, Mike, listen, man, I'm happy to talk to you, brother. But listen, man, I've been trying to get on this radio station with you guys since I saw that hand, your hand on Mama's hand. I'm telling you, man, my heart just dropped, man. I'm so sorry about your mother passing, man. I feel like your brother, man. My heart went out to you, man.
If you and
Spike, you guys still come down to Delaware to Kid Chalene's sometimes to do a broadcast?
Down to where?
Yeah, I don't know that place. I haven't been there.
In Delaware, in Wilmington, Delaware, Kid Chalene's.
Well, we'll be down there at some point in Wilmington. Is that where you are? You're in Wilmington, Delaware?
I'm in Wilmington, Delaware, yeah. Ike, if you and Spike come down, dinner and beer on me, man. It's good food there. We had good conversation. Dinner and beer on me.
Oh, thank you, Wayne.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, brother. And when, I'll tell you what, Howie's draft, I liked it, but it could have been better. I would not have taken Cooper DeJean. I would have moved up and I would have taken Edger and Cooper. And you would have to trade down the 53rd pick down. You could have still got all those other players, Jalen Sun, whatever. But I would have stayed in the second round and got a Junior Colson, man, because I don't think N'Kobe Dean is a starter at all. I think he's a special teams player in the pros. I do. I just don't think so. That's just me. I'm going to listen to your response. Hey, Ike. Good talking to you. And Spike, I love you, man. I'm glad you're back, brother.
Thank you, man.
Appreciate it, Wayne.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Kind words on my mother.
Yeah.
Not an easy week for me, but I'm not about to bring everybody down either. But thank you, Wayne.
Well, yeah, that was real. That was very nice to say.
Yes.
And he actually interrupted what was about to be a hilarious bit as we named every superstar young player in the NBA that the Sixers should trade for. You know, Wayne, it would be great if they could get Luka.
Yeah, I'd take Luka, yeah.
Yeah, they ain't getting Luka. You know, they ain't getting Luka. They're not getting Luka.
Yeah, I'd take Anthony Edwards. Yeah, why not trade for him?
SGA, too.
SGA, yeah.
Dude, Gobert, Cat. And beat on the same team?
Yeah.
That sounds
three
like
center. Yeah. Three center lineup.
Sounds like a winning organization.
Well, I thought we were trading Maxey for Anthony Edwards.
Nah, just a couple picks. Wayne, the issue is when you have a 30-year-old star and somebody else has a 25-year-old star, they're not trading Luka until they have to. And by the way, that is not that Embiid is Luka, he's not, but that's the issue is that when you say they're not going to trade Luka and they're not going to trade SGA, because you don't trade players like that unless you have to.
Yep.
And I know the issues with Embiid, but the reason that they're never going to trade him is because you don't trade players like that unless you have to.
Yep.
You take them all the way to the end of the road. Well, it's not the end of the road for Eagles Insider of the Year, but we do have your weekly power rankings right now. I'm never going to get over that. Ow. So remember, Eagles Insider of the Year will be awarded at the end of the Eagles season. You get credit for scoops that are correct. You get discredited for scoops that are not correct. You get discredited for times without any scoop at all. You get discredited for, what's the word I'm looking for? For criticizing.
Oh, criticizing, yeah.
For criticizing a member of the WIP Air staff unfairly, you know, name calling, those sorts of things.
Right.
And you do not get credit for informed speculation.
Well, yeah, and this is where I finally have a problem. You know, I was going to let it slide initially. I'm like, okay, let me see how this goes. Because I kind of like informed speculation. And quite frankly, I think it should be included in the criteria. Here's why. Here's why. Because here's why.
This is a selfish reason.
Well, no, here's the thing. It's hard to break news. Right? That unless a team wants it out there.
Of course.
So it's hard to sort of dig up information and get sort of that type of stuff And we have very few moments throughout the year where you're going to get big scoops like that. Not saying that it can't happen. I'm just saying it doesn't happen as frequently as we do power rankings and everything else. So I like this. I like the whole informed speculation thing because here's the deal. Now, it isn't just about me. I use my own brain, and I can see how things are flowing. As Hugh Douglas would say, you got to read the tea leaves.
Yep.
You know, I'm reading a lot of tea leaves
right
around here. And so I can have an informed opinion based on what I'm seeing versus waiting for somebody to tell me something, right?
What about a compromise?
Okay.
What about a compromise?
I think I know where you're going, but
where are you going with it?
Informed speculation, but you have to say
informed speculation
in the take vault, or not take vault, but like in the. I want this to count for Insider of the Year.
Yeah, because here's the issue.
Yes, I kind of like that because you put your name on it, you're standing on it. Oh, you're saying you don't want it because people won't get demerits.
Right. So informed speculation, if you're listening, is sort of like if Elliot goes, I believe that the Eagles are going to go guard. With their first pick in the draft.
Right.
Well, so are you saying that because you know, or are you saying that because that's just your opinion?
Right.
So I think I would be with Jack if someone, because this doesn't really just have to do with you, of course, and your quest to win.
Well, I'm just saying. Year,
I'm
coming off a pretty good draft week.
You are.
Hey, I was the one who said going into the draft, I would use all three of my first picks on defense.
But then if you label it official informed speculation and they do not do that,
then I get docked.
Yes.
Correct.
Okay, I can take that.
And here's what I like. Here's what I like about it. Because at the end, it will get us the most accurate
picture,
yes, or accurate picker of the Eagles, I guess, in a way.
But I have to say, because we're changing the rules now, anything that has happened prior
does not
qualify.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you what,
I'm not new to this. I'm true to this, man. Okay. Listen, you know what I'm saying? I've already given you one nugget. Just wait till we see who's playing right guard.
Okay, I think this will help Elliot too.
It will help Elliot. But he has to, too, he has to say this counts towards Eagles Insider of the Year or say official informed speculation or so on and so forth. So before we get to this week's rankings, which are already done and already voted on, are you putting Mekhi Becton at guard as an official informed speculation?
Yes.
Okay. Wow. That's big, Jack.
Man, that's going to hurt.
That's going right in there.
Yeah. He better not stink.
Yeah. Well, it's possible.
It does remind me. It reminds me so much of Chance Warmack.
Right.
Chance Warmack.
Former top 10 pick.
Yeah, but at least he was like a natural guard. Like, I mean, Mekhi Becton is a tackle.
Yeah.
He's
Elliot's going to be excited.
He's 6'8".
Yeah. Well, Elliot will be excited because this gives Elliot a real chance.
Well, and quite frankly, that's who my pick is to be Insider of the Year, you know?
Incredibly selfish from you, Ike. So here are the rankings.
Yeah, what do we got?
The second official power rankings. We'll start with others receiving votes. Joe Santoliquido. Ike Reese.
Hey.
Ray Dittinger.
Hey, Godfather.
Corey from Columbus.
Corey from Columbus?
He received votes.
Did. I mean, kind of a bullying phone call yesterday, but he did receive votes.
He received votes.
What?
Dude, he's pretty good. He's got, if we are dealing with a Buckeye or something in the middle of the state.
He's locked in. He's definitely locked
in. Yeah, sometimes he just takes what they say in Cleveland radio and say that that's his report. That's his
whatever.
Sources. All right,
it's informed.
Yep. Is he speculating from an informed standpoint? In the top five, we see no change from last week. Number five, the Inquirer newspaper reporter. Number four, D. Gunn. Number three, Elliot Shore Parks. Number two, John Clark. And number one, still holding the top spot, but who knows how long with this new informed speculation rule, Howard Eskin.
Yeah, that's going to hurt Howard.
Yeah, something tells me he's not going to like that.
He's going to go way down.
But he does do informed speculation a lot, though.
He does.
He does. So I don't know. Maybe it could help him. So we'll get back to your calls on Jimmy Butler, and we do have some calls on Harper versus Schmidt in literally 1 minute.
Hey, in the city of brotherly love, the only thing we love more than our teams is great savings. And with unlimited welcome from Verizon, you can save big, even if you're on a single line. Now, for limited time, single lines start at just $50 a month. When you bring your own phone with auto pay plus taxes and fees. And that's a savings of $15 a month. And when you switch now, you can save on the things that you love like Netflix and Max. all on the most awarded 5G network. Now, that's a real win. There's never been a better time to switch to the network America relies on. But this offer won't last long. Visit your local Verizon store to switch and save big today.
$180 BYOD promo credit and $360 local promo credit applied over 36 months. For new customers with one line on your own 4G, 5G phone and unlimited welcome plan required. Additional terms apply. Auto pay and paper free billing required. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Mystic data roaming at 2G speeds. $10 a month for each My Plan perk. Additional terms and conditions apply per perk.
All right. Larry in Philly, you're on WIP.
Hey, fellas, what's going on? How you feel?
What's up?
What's up, L?
I would like to have Jimmy back. And here's why. When he was here with Embiid, you know, the chemistry was there. He was that player that came in the fourth quarter and, you know, put the team on his back. I don't want Tobias Harris here anymore. He got to go. I want Brandon Ingram. I want him. If they can figure out a way to get Brandon Ingram here, he is a killer. You know, that height and that reach. He can be a great piece with Embiid, you know, and that giving him and Jimmy Butler on the team, on the floor together with Tyrese Maxey.
You
that
can't.
Give him,
you got to pick one, Larry. Larry, they make too much money, and you're going to have to trade for both of them, and you don't have enough. So, would you want Butler over Ingram, or you could only have one? Which one?
Give me Ingram.
Uh-huh.
Give me Ingram. You know, he can work. He can play with Embiid. He can, you know, put the team on his back at times. You know, Tyrese Maxey have some. He's a killer. We need a killer on the team. We need a killer, and we don't have one. Mm-mm. And that's one of our problems. We need a killer. We need a threat.
Larry, do you have a good bad song? Do you have a favorite bad song? If you don't, it's okay. You
know, the song from White Chicks.
What's the White Chicks? We'll have Jack look it up.
I forget what it's called.
I've seen White Chicks one time.
Is that the
A Wayans Thousand
Brothers?
Miles?
Yeah.
With Vanessa Carlton?
Yeah.
Well, that's not a bad song.
That's a great song.
Yeah. I just heard it in the hub earlier today. That's a great song. No, come on. That's disgraceful.
I don't even know it.
Vanessa, you might recognize
it. Probably if I heard it. Yeah,
it starts out with piano. Great song. I mean, it brings a tear to my eye, that song.
Into the sky. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Great
That's
song.
A terrible song.
No. I'm drawing the line right there.
But it does. No, this qualifies as a good bad song.
No.
Come on.
Not qualifies. Come on, Spike.
Come on, Spike.
No.
This qualifies as good bad.
I don't throw this down ever.
Oh, here we go.
No, as the resident music guy.
Why? Oh. Hold on. Your music taste sucks, man.
No, it doesn't.
It's all the screamo rock nonsense.
No, I know. I like everything. I like everything. You and your little corner with your country music. You with your TikTok songs. Vanessa Carlton, A Thousand Miles, is just a straight-up great song.
I might have to put it on Twitter.
Okay, fine.
Okay, yeah, I definitely remember this song, yeah.
Dude, it's the Twitter poll. Twitter poll, by the way, brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mother's Day is Sunday. Shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Gifts for every budget online at marks-jewelers.com. The Twitter poll will be, is Vanessa Carlton's A Thousand Miles a great song or a good bad song?
That's a definition of a good bad song.
No. Big A in West Philly. You're on WIP.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, Big A?
I'm saying, man, I don't understand this conversation, but I'm going to say it like this.
What?
Mike Smith is the greatest Philly of all time, bro.
Thank you.
Okay.
I mean, who could say he's not the greatest of all time? I don't understand. I mean, you know, as
– Well, does that mean there'll never be another Philly that could be greater than Mike Smith?
I don't know. Like Bobby Clark in hockey for the Flyers was the greatest Flyer of all time. Right?
Yeah.
But there could
I don't know how you can beat some people. Like, if you ask Chicagoans, is Michael Jordan the greatest? They're going to keep on saying it. So we got
Who would even be close?
Well, yeah. That's not the same thing. Yeah.
Oh, so am I saying you hear me?
Well, would you agree that the greatest Sixer of all time has changed?
I don't know who the greatest Sixers of all time.
Would you say the greatest Sixer of all time is?
I don't know because I don't. I'm gonna say something that y'all won't agree with me. Dr. J. I don't like Dr. J.
Okay,
who'd you go with?
Wilt?
I thought he was great when he played, but he didn't win nothing.
Well, he won a championship.
Dr. J did win a
title. Well, only because of Moses.
But he won something when Moses came, right?
Wow, but that's how the NBA works.
Are you supposed to win by yourself? It's not one-on-one.
See, don't get me into this. Because he always had players around him. He just couldn't win.
Nah, he did have a good team around him. He did.
But every
he's also blown multiple 3-1 leads.
I don't want to argue about this. We're going to argue about that another time, Dr. J, another time. All right?
But only – no. Hold on. One thing, Big A. I can't let it go. And I'm not I could understand your position, but every team that won a championship in that era had multiple great players. The Lakers had multiple great players. The Celtics had multiple great players. Every team –
How many teams have won with only one great player?
None.
Yeah.
Wait, until Moses came, he ain't had no great players?
No,
yes,
No, he did because he had that. Yes,
win.
Yes,
they couldn't win.
Yes, you're right. You're right.
All right, when Moses came, he was greater than all them. That's why they won.
Yeah.
Okay.
What we're talking about, I can't let it go. Let it go, Spike. Let it
go. All right. Okay. I will do as you say.
All right. So what I'm saying is, Michael Jack Smith is the greatest Philly of all time. All right, for the Eagles. Mm-hmm. No, Kelce is not the greatest Eagle of all time. No, he's not.
I agree, yeah. I agree with them.
He's not the greatest of all time.
Top five? Top ten?
Huh?
Top ten? Top five? What would you have him at?
I could give a couple people that's probably greater than him of all time, but he's not. He's the greatest probably in his position, but not the greatest of all time.
Well, who's the greatest Eagle of all time?
Dolph was greater than him.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Dolph was greater than him.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
That's not a stretch.
All right.
I believe Dolph was greater than him because Dolph brings something to this team. They never even won a championship with Dolph. And I could contest it.
Yeah,
right. But he was great. He was great during that time. Everybody knew he was great, right?
Yeah.
It's just like now – when you go and talk and you got to be – and you know you the face and you talk a lot, you think they great because they talk a lot and you see them a lot. But when you look at them on the field, Kelce start – come on, man. He was hiking a ball behind him. You know, at the end of his career, he wasn't that great. Dalton was great throughout his whole career.
Kelce was just all pro this year.
Yeah. Jason Kelce legitimately was great his whole career.
Popularity.
That's the Pro Bowl. All pro is
popularity.
Okay.
Dalton was great when he went to Denver. He was great. He was just a great player.
Nobody's debating.
I'm not debating you on that. Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, you're with me, Ike, right?
Yes, but it doesn't mean both aren't great players.
He's tricking you.
Yeah, he's backing you into making you choose.
I'm like, what's going on here?
What a pro move by Big A.
Yeah. Big A, do you have a good bad song?
When Kelce started, he wasn't great.
Doesn't care.
It took him a long time to get great.
Also, it took Doc a couple years, too.
Great.
No, he didn't play his first 2 years.
Great. He was
Big A, do I need to educate you more on sports?
Come on, man.
You got some controversial opinions there, Big A.
Yeah, I'm a controversial guy because I tell the truth. I'm real.
Eagles Insider of the Year material, perhaps. Do you have a favorite good, bad song for our question of the day? No.
Yeah, Madonna, like a virgin, touched for the very first time.
That's just a great song.
She wasn't even a virgin.
Well, that's a good answer.
Terrible song.
She was not a virgin, I don't think.
She wasn't even a virgin.
Yeah, good call, Big A. Great call by Big A. None of it on topic.
None of it.
But excellent.
That might have been his best call right there.
Yeah. We might give him the prize, even though, by the way, Like a Virgin is not a bad song. It's a great.
It's just a
straight up. Madonna is an all time.
Are you
going
to fight with everyone?
On these
picks for.
Oh yeah,
good
for
bad
sure,
song?
For sure. Listen,
this is a specific kind of song. This is Right Said Fred. I'm just.
What is good about this?
In the 80s, it was good.
It was good in the 80s.
Okay, well, does it hold up in 2023?
But that's not the question.
I trust Big A, man. I'm with
she
Big A.
She had. One of the greatest female artists of all time.
Well.
Yeah, she is. One of the.
No, yeah, I'm with you there. But talent-wise.
Yeah, she was talented.
You hear this voice?
This is very early in her career.
You hear this voice?
This is a great tune. I'm sorry.
Woo! See, this is back of her, Cyndi Lauper. Oh, yeah. The MTV days, man. It's the 80s.
You remember the first Cyndi Lauper video had Captain Lou Albano.
Captain Lou Albano, of course, yes.
She was all WWF'd up.
What song was that?
Girls Just Want to Have
Girls
Fun.
Girls Just Want to Have Fun, yeah.
Time after
now, is that
time.
Is that a good, bad song?
No, it's just a great song. I'm sorry. The 80s were different. Yes. It's just a great song.
Now we're doing the same thing to do with sports. Like, they're good then.
Yeah, good then. Yeah, it is. Different thing. Coming up next, I can only imagine, given how Jack has acted today, what the top five of five
is
going to be like.
It is another ranking of a Philadelphia thing. Yeah, so it might cause some more controversy.
Okay, that is next.
I like that.
On the top five of five on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly!